take control of the airwaves. Just dial in toll-free and bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231. It is the live Saturday edition of the program. And joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Meg.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site totally free. So enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. So the obvious story this week to discuss has been the WikiLeaks controversy. And I guess, Mark, I don't listen to the talk radio shows out there, and I know sometimes you come across them, but just judging on one of the news headlines I've seen, there's some talk show host out there, one of the guys on WFLA, which is our affiliate in Tampa, Todd Schnitt, who's one of the worst radio pukers I've ever heard.
I don't know why this matters. The way the guy talks.
It's really what is outstanding about him is how he talks. And because otherwise he's just another conservaclone. Well, I guess he's one of the conservaclones that likes to call himself a libertarian or somewhat of a libertarian. I mean, yeah.
This is how libertarians got the epithet that, you know, Republicans that smoke pot.
Yeah, there's no evidence that this guy is in any way, shape, or form a libertarian,
He says he is.
Especially based on what he said this week regarding WikiLeaks.
If he, in fact, says it, I don't know. I haven't listened to the Todd Schnitt show in a very long time.
Where he essentially came out and offered $50,000 for Julian Assange, who is the publisher, the man behind, the founder of WikiLeaks. And it wasn't $50,000 for his head or something like that, which would be essentially, you know, hiring a hitman, probably that would be illegal, but he offered $50,000 to get to whoever it is that leads to or gives information.
Offering a $50,000 reward for credible information leading to the apprehension and arrest of Julian Assange, founder of WikiLeaks.
Can a private party even do that?
I guess they can, especially if it's somebody who's not a United States citizen and not inside.
Sure, but like if you know,
it's really it's a gas bag move. He's not doing anything. Julian Assange isn't charged. I think Sweden's looking for him for having sex with two women without a condom.
No, what I heard was it was the condom broke and the girl, like the guy, didn't stop the moment the girl said, "Hey, it's broken. Stop."
I don't know precisely what the circumstances are, but that's Sweden. And what his other statement is that Julian Assange is a terrorist, an enemy combatant, and needs to be treated as such, which has really nothing to do with whatever sex charges he might have in Sweden. If he's raped somebody, he should be, you know, that should be. He should be meted out in a court of law. However, most people are mad at him, not because of what he did in Sweden. There's rapists all over, and if that's really rape, then, you know, we could discuss that.
I would not say it's rape.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like it to me. It seems like it was consensual sex where a condom broke.
And even if it was, I've never heard of anybody offering $50,000 to bring in a rape suspect.
Yeah. Well, that could happen. I mean, you know, if your daughter was raped, for instance, and you had the money, you might want to put up a
battle. But that's not what he's saying. He says Assange is a terrorist, an enemy combatant, and needs to be treated as such. So what I guess he's suggesting here is that it's $50,000 for bringing Assange in for terrorism, when in fact he hasn't been charged for it. Some people are Huckabee here is calling for his execution. People are calling him.
It's crazy.
Saying he's committed treason. How could he commit treason? He's not even from America.
Did people say the same thing about? Was it Daniel Ellsberg who did the Pentagon Papers in the 1970s? Did they say the same thing about him?
I think that was Mike Gravel that read those into the actual congressional hearings or something
like that.
Yeah,
but it was a newspaper man who actually was responsible for the release of those.
Well,
were they calling for
his
head, too?
It's the New York Times and many other news organizations around the country have, you know, printed part of the documents that WikiLeaks has leaked. So why aren't they going after these news organizations? Is it simply because they don't consider WikiLeaks to be a legitimate news organization? Is that the issue? I mean, would the New York Times, would they have gone after the New York Times if they had gotten these documents and printed them? Because that's what a newspaper's supposed to do.
Well, okay, so there's all this controversy about Julian Assange and WikiLeaks, and I guess I just don't get it, Mark. I mean, what's the big deal here? Why are people who aren't in the government, like, I get it why the government people are upset. The government people are upset because Julian Assange has essentially done, an amazing job of destroying the government's legitimacy. Like, he has harmed the angelic view of the government, this rose-colored picture.
As if politicians, who we know are crooks and liars, when they are shown to be crooks and liars, that's a bad thing. I think the reason is because people believe in the brand of the United States of America, as I do. I mean, I like the brand.
Best country in the whole world.
It may very well be the best country in the whole world, but that doesn't change that we need to look critically.
According to the Economic Freedom of the World studies.
There are different ways to rate these things, and indeed it is not number one.
That's true. There are two different Economic Freedom of the World studies, and neither of them place the United States as number one.
The United States is not the most economically free country in the world. That much is true, but there are lots of ways to rate these things. Singapore is number two on the list, and they beat people with sticks for, like, spitting gum on the ground. Not the greatest country in the world either, or the second greatest, in my opinion. What it's really about is people need to look. One of the reasons that America might be one of the best countries is hopefully its citizens can look critically at each situation and judge it on its merits. And as far as I can tell, the politicians, diplomats, top brass military people have been telling lies to the United States citizens, and I don't think it's acceptable. I think it's wrong. I think if it's supposed to be a government of the people, by the people, and for the people, and I don't believe that crap for a second, if it's supposed to be that, then how is it that I am supposed to be the government, and how am I going to make that informed decisions without information? If I am lied to, then I am no longer the government, the person who's telling me lies in order to get me to, vote in whatever fashion or be the government in whatever fashion.
You're just a sucker.
Yeah, just a sucker.
Well, I mean, the main argument I've heard from people who are defending the position of, the government officials saying, this guy should be killed or whatever, is the fact that they are so indoctrinated and they love, their troops so much that anything that puts a blemish on their heroes really just steams them up. It doesn't matter if it's true or false. The fact that you bring it up pisses them off.
I want to know from you. I mean, if you're listening to the show tonight and you are one of these people that's upset about WikiLeaks' existence. I mean, because this 250,000 cables that they released just in the last week is certainly not the first thing they've done. I mean, they've released other documents before this. There was the video, the helicopter video.
Yeah.
At least they had a couple
different
videos.
Valuable video has been released of the United States military gunning down Iraqi civilians, unarmed Iraqi civilians.
Yeah.
I think that we need to know this as a citizenry, as populace, we need to know what our government is doing in our name. That way we
not
can correct
government.
Course.
It's the government that forces itself upon me, I suppose, from that perspective. But it's not a government by choice, and it's certainly not doing it in my name.
I didn't vote for this president. I didn't vote for, I don't think, anybody who's in the Congress.
I didn't vote for the last president either. 800-259-9231. So, this isn't even a partisan thing. I mean, WikiLeaks, the 250,000 cables that were released covered, a couple decades or more? I think someone went back to the 60s. If I'm not mistaken. So it's not like this is some sort of an attack on George Bush or an attack on Barack Obama. It's just an all-out information clearinghouse for stuff these government people, whether Republicans or Democrats, have been doing over the last, your lifetime.
If facts are damaging to you, then one has to ask what it is that you're doing. I mean, maybe you need to look at what you are doing if facts are damaging to you and your business.
Well, we know what the government is doing. They're a group of men and women who use aggression. They use the threat of aggression against peaceful people to get them to behave in certain ways, to get them to do things they want them to do, like pay taxes, and to get them to not do things they don't want them to do. And they really only have two significant tools in their inventory. The tool of violence, that's their main tool. That's what they use to motivate people. Hey, if you don't do this, we're going to put you in a cage. And if you resist being put in a cage, we're going to blow your head off. There's that. And then there's the second tool, which is the legitimacy. Because if they can just fool people into believing that paying taxes is a good thing and that, the government is necessary and that we need government, then they won't, they won't have to use the stick if they can just brainwash people. And Julian Assange has effectively really reduced their legitimacy, and that's a big threat to them. 800-259-9231. Would love your thoughts at 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Welcome to Living Healthy Naturally. with information and advice on how to improve your health and wellness with natural remedies and nutritional healing. Here's renowned naturopathic doctor and certified nutritionist, Dr. Lindsay Duncan.
Resveratrol is a powerful antioxidant that's found in the skin of grapes, red wine, pomegranates, cranberries, blueberries, and other natural sources. Resveratrol may be the missing piece of the puzzle of the French paradox. The paradox lies in the puzzling fact that the French regularly consume rich, fatty foods, smoke cigarettes, and consume higher amounts of alcohol than most Americans. Yet, they have a far lower rate of heart disease and other health-related issues. It was revealed that the antioxidant-rich protective plant compound resveratrol just might be the last piece to the puzzle. The good news is that Genesis Today has created an amazing juice called Pomegranate and Berries with Resveratrol Juice. And it not only tastes great, but it's packed with 25 milligrams of health-supporting resveratrol in every 8-ounce serving. Now, that's an amazing 50 times more resveratrol than in a glass of red wine without the alcohol. Give it a try. You'll love the taste, and you'll really love the benefits.
To learn more about living healthy, naturally, and pomegranate and berries with resveratrol, please visit GenesisToday.com. Pomegranate and berries with resveratrol is available in the refrigerated section next to the OJ at all Walmart and Super Target locations.
Tired of replacing expensive inkjet printer cartridges? Maybe it's time you replaced the printer you put them in instead. Switch to a Kodak printer and stop overpaying for ink. With other inkjet printers, the way to save money on ink is to print less. But Kodak printers only use fairly priced ink. Get a new Kodak printer today at Walmart and join the thousands who've stopped overpaying for ink. Find out how much you overpay for ink at printandprosper.com.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Are you tired of police, judges, and bureaucrats using traffic tickets and other regulatory traps to trick you out of your hard-earned money? Are you sick of fraudulent bankers rigging mortgages and using the foreclosure process to steal your home? You need to visit bestfreedomtools.com. Act now to get an amazing free catalog and free DVD packed with vital information to give you the upper hand against these so-called authorities. You will learn how to overcome all traffic fines, how to stop judges in their tracks, and how to effectively combat penalty notices of all kinds without paying a penny. All the information you need to regain your health, wealth, and power is yours at bestfreedomtools.com. To get your free catalog and free DVD, call 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or visit bestfreedomtools.com now for your free catalog and free DVD. bestfreedomtools.com, giving you the information you need today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Join us on our website. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. You'll find that the features there are completely free. So head over to, for instance, if you've got a smartphone, you can go to m.freetalklive.com. That takes you to our mobile site for quick access to our streams and podcasts. Go to m, as in mobile.freetalklive.com. As we continue here, we started out talking about the WikiLeaks situation, the 250,000 cables that were released earlier this week, about a week ago, actually. And, of course, it stirred up quite a bit of controversy across the country with these talk show hosts coming out and railing against Julian Assange. And as though this man is the greatest national enemy that the United States has ever had. One talk show host in Tampa has put out a $50,000 reward for anybody that gives information that leads to his arrest for whatever. And our question here tonight, to start things out, of course you can bring up whatever you want, but the question is, what's the big deal here? Why are you, if you're upset about WikiLeaks, why? It's not like it's some sort of partisan attack, and normally talk radio comes from that perspective, not excluding this show, of course, but normally talk radio comes from that perspective where the host has some, predetermined viewpoint about Republicans or Democrats, and anytime the Democratic administration is threatened, they're upset, or anytime the Republican administration is threatened, they're upset. But WikiLeaks is, they're not partisan. They're just releasing information that makes the government look bad. It makes the government look like a bunch of criminals. And, of course, that's exactly what they are. So why are you upset about that, if you are upset, at 800-259-9231?
Get your liberty message to thousands of people a month for fractions of a penny apiece. Do it from the back of your car with LibertyStickers.com. They have hundreds and hundreds of different Liberty sayings. You can check them out. Let your voice be heard. LibertyStickers.com. They also do custom printing. So if you've got a business or a band or, something that you want to create on a bumper sticker, they can make one. They can make hundreds. LibertyStickers.com.
All right, so let's go to the phones and to the fun. Get your thoughts. Starting out with Bob in Virginia Beach, listening to WTAR. Hello, Bob. Bob? Oh, I'm sorry. Bob is gone? Maybe I should pay attention. How about Michael, listening in Charleston? You're on Free Talk Live to WSE-FM. Hello, Michael. Michael in Charleston? Going once. Michael in Charleston? Going twice. Let's try Larry in Tallahassee.
If you paid attention, it would be the same show, Ian.
Larry in Tallahassee, listening anybody to WFLA-FM. Larry, are you with us?
Is anybody home?
Here you are, Larry. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, let's take charge. Take control. I agree with you. Give the people the facts, man. I wondered why Bush said everything was classified. You know what classified means, my friend? A need to know. Now, the people don't have a need to know the truth. We can't handle the truth.
That's what they would like you to
believe. I know. And that's all you hear on the radio is that noise.
Well, just pay, really, the only one
I could more
is,
agree with you.
Well, okay. Well, thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. I'm hoping to find somebody that thinks that WikiLeaks is a bad thing, and I think we've got one. Kevin is in Anchorage.
I want everybody's opinion. But,
sure. Yeah. Kudo, listening to Kudo. Hello, Kevin.
Yes, hello. Excuse me. Thanks for taking the call. And I'm actually in Kenai, but that means nothing. You got a fish on the hook as far as someone who seriously disagrees with basically everything that you guys have said. And here's the foundation why I think you guys are going wrong. Guys are looking at this from, a purely idealistic sense, okay? Now, idealistically, it would be fantastic if nobody had secrets. If everybody was totally honest, that would be ideal. But we live in the real world, and that's what you guys are missing. In the real world, people lie. People try to hurt people. Other nations try to hurt other nations. We see it all the time. Now, this thing with WikiLeaks, and the reason why I'm very angry with this guy and think that he needs to be shut down, is that he is harming this nation and our allies in their attempts to try to keep the world safe, to try to beat down the North Koreans, for example, so we don't have to go in there and take military actions, but allowing our secrets and our allies' secrets to be known.
But they're not my secrets. They're the government's secrets.
Yeah, I want no part in beating down North Korea.
Well, that again, for just a moment, that's an idealistic statement as well. It's not us keeping the secret, it's the government's. We're all part of this nation.
No. Not me.
You really don't have anything to back that statement up. I mean,
nation is just an imaginary concept, sir.
Are you not an American?
No.
I live on the same continent as you.
Yeah, I was born on a certain plot of land that people typically identify as American, but I don't know. I love freedom, but just because I love freedom doesn't mean I like the government and I want any affiliation with the government.
Okay, are you in America? So you say you're not Americans. Are you Canadians or what?
What? I didn't say
that. Wouldn't Canadians be Americans?
None of us made that claim.
Hold on. Wouldn't Canadians be Americans too? Isn't that all North America?
Why can't we just be human beings?
I asked the question, are you Americans? And you said no. So I'm curious, are you Canadians? What are you?
Human.
No, I told you
what
was
you're asking is citizenship, and I don't think any of us have claimed what our citizenship is.
No, that's
and
why
I only
have.
Use it in order to avoid trouble from the government. I live in New Hampshire, and I was born in the geographic area known as the United States. And if some government bureaucrat asks me my citizenship, with the threat of throwing me out of the nation if I don't answer it, then I'll tell them that I'm an American because I don't want to be thrown out of the nation in which I own property.
Technically, that's not a citizenship, Mark. U.S. would be your citizenship.
Whatever.
And I don't believe in the concept of citizenship, sir. I think it's a bunch of nonsense.
Okay, well, I would invite you to leave my country then.
Well, why?
How did it get to be yours? Didn't I pay for it? I mean, they've stolen the taxes from me. I have land here. Why do I have to leave?
This is an exact reason why left-wing radio fails in America. You guys cannot.
Well, this isn't a left-wing show, sir. I support full gun rights.
Back that statement up. I'm not left-wing.
You're very much left-wing.
No, sir. You don't even know what you're talking about.
You don't get to decide what I am, okay?
I am full gun rights, sir. Is that a left-wing issue?
No, you are a left-wing individual that doesn't want to deal with the truth.
Okay, could you please explain that statement, though, before just throwing it out there?
Well, I'd be happy to. You guys are dealing with idealistic issues, not looking at the reality of the world.
So do conservatives not deal with idealistic issues?
No, we're a lot less emotional about it, a lot more intellectual about it.
Okay, conservatives are a lot less emotional and a lot more intellectual.
It seems to me that conservatives normally base their stuff on religious things, which seems much more emotional to me.
No, you're wrong. We base things on facts. You look at the issues, what is reality? People like Saddam Hussein.
So, would you say that conservatives really love the U.S. federal government?
I would suggest that the conservatives really love the United States of America.
What is the United States of America? If it isn't its government, then what is it?
People. It's its people.
I love its people, too. It's its government that I feel has hijacked the American dream. I feel the politicians are a bunch of thieves and liars that steal people's money.
Some of them are. There's no doubt about that. Some of them are.
Which ones are?
However, there's a lot of them out there that really are good people that are trying to make
a difference. Not really. There's only one. Ron Paul, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You take control. Apparently, we're liberals tonight, Mark.
Yeah.
More on the way. You can bring up whatever you want. It's Free Talk Live.
I am a birthday clown.
I am a woman working for the man.
I am a maker of cabinets.
This is my life.
It may not be much, but it's all mine.
And I'm going to keep it that way.
You build a life for yourself, but it can all get taken away if your identity gets stolen. Time to get Identity Guard, state-of-the-art protection and information that helps keep what's yours, yours. Visit IdentityGuard.com today. That's IdentityGuard.com.
AutoZone. This winter, make sure your car starts every time with help from AutoZone. Get in the zone. AutoZone. No one wants a car that won't start because of a bad battery, especially in the cold. So if your battery is 4 years old or older, get it tested today. If you need a new one, get a ruggedly dependable Duralast or Duralast Gold battery, proven tough in the most extreme conditions. This winter, make sure every trip has a good start. Get to AutoZone today. Get in the zone. AutoZone.
You worry. We do too, so that's why we made the new OfTheField.com website. New features include the ability to grow and expand, the Free Foragers Forum, and an ultra-secure e-commerce platform. In celebration of our launch, from now until December 6th, take 10% off on everything in our learning resources area by using the coupon code NEWSITE. That's NEWSITE, no spaces. With this new platform, it is our commitment to serve the foraging community with questions, tips, tricks, and advice freely asked for and given by all. In these times, the strong and principled must stick together, share information, and form bonds stronger than any food tyranny. Wild food is both free to own and free to take, and together we can keep it that way. So go to ofthefield.com and use coupon code NEWSITE or call 888-51-EAT-FREE and give the gift that gives for life. That's ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. All of nature's bounty lies at your feet.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bugs from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Men, take control of your prostate health without the risk of nasty side effects with Prostate Secure. Early detection, regular prostate exams, and PSA tests are a must for men over 40. Listen, if you have symptoms of an enlarged prostate but don't want to take a drug with possible nasty side effects, or if you're over 40, then use Prostate Secure, a natural dietary supplement for men. Prostate Secure is a scientifically formulated blend of clinically significant amounts of natural ingredients. It brings together the most powerful plant sterols like beta-cytosterol and saw palmetto, along with antioxidants such as vitamin D3, resveratrol, and lycopene to support good prostate health, proper urinary flow, function, and more. Check out ProstateSecure.com. Order online and save 10% with promo code SAVE10 or call 1-800-239-9432. That's 800-239-9432. Or visit ProstateSecure.com. Take control of your prostate health naturally with Prostate Secure.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves toll free. Bring up whatever you want at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. And joining you in the studio tonight, it is Ian.
And Meg.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features you'll find there totally free. We've got the bulletin board system that allows you to get interactive with the other Free Talk Live listeners at bbs.freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by SACL CAI.
SACL CAI is a collections company, and they handle accounts receivable, early out billing. They purchase charged off receivables. They're the top banner on our right hand side of our page. It's Free Talk Live. Jason Osborne, the principal there, is a big supporter of liberty, freedom. Just check them out, SACL CAI.
So we just got off the phone with Kevin in Anchorage, and his accusation against us tonight was that we are liberals. And that we're ideological. Now, he's right on one point, and that is that I am very ideological. Like, I have ideals. I'm a dreamer. I believe that we should be free someday and not have these men and women calling themselves the government, lording themselves over us and demanding things, demanding obedience and demanding cash from us and allowing us that we should be free to live our lives how we want, so long as we don't do harm to other human beings. Yeah, I'm definitely an idealist.
You sound like a hippie.
Well, some might accuse me of that. But my, freedom cuts across all the issues. So I don't think I'm a liberal, and I don't think I'm a conservative. Now, actually, I come from a family of conservatives. Mark, so do you. But Meg, you come from a liberal world.
Yeah, I mean, my family wasn't liberal, and my family's very non-political in general. But I come from probably one of the most liberal areas in the nation.
So you would have considered yourself a liberal.
Oh, yeah. At the time, I did. Because, you know, with liberals, it's... We have the side of right, you know, we care about people as opposed to those conservatives who just care about their money. So, you know, it was very ingrained from the very beginning, and it took a while for me to get out of that.
But none of us are liberals or conservatives anymore. We've come onto the ideas of true individual liberty.
I don't know about you. I nobody else probably in the room can say this. I'm a registered Republican.
Okay, yeah, I can't
say
that.
Yeah,
so I do it in order to be able to participate in the political process a little more. I'd call myself a bit more independent than that, but I'm a registered Republican. How can you call me a liberal?
So 800-259-9231, you can take control of the airways. Talking about WikiLeaks and want to know if you're upset because, well, all this information has come out that does not make the U.S. federal government look like a good group of people. And they aren't. They're a bunch of criminals, despite what the last caller suggested, Kevin saying that, oh, there's a lot of good people out there just trying to do the right thing. And well, I believe that they're trying to do the right thing, but unfortunately, what they think of as right is not.
Like, the road to hell, as it were, right?
Yeah, exactly. The road to hell paved with good intentions. What they think is right is not. What they think is right is that it's okay to use aggressive force against peaceful people, and no, it's not okay to do that. And Julian Assange has not used aggressive force against anyone. All he's done is released information about the people who use aggressive force, and now all kinds of folks are upset about it because it's put the government's legitimacy in jeopardy. And it does not make the government look good, because after the government's legitimacy is gone, all they have left is the ability to put you in a cage. All they have in their corner is the ability to point guns at people. And it's hard for them to keep up what they're doing if that's all they've got. They've got to have that cloak. They've got to have that illusion that they're necessary and that they're, you know, they're great and they're good. And that
you and your liberal crap.
Well, is it a liberal position to be, you know, to advocate for total freedom and getting rid of the coercive government?
What's liberal? What has been defined as liberal in the United States now is essentially anything that disagrees with the conservative platform.
Right, because didn't it used to be, I mean, I used to listen to Rush Limbaugh when I was growing up. Didn't it used to be that liberals want a big government? I mean, wasn't that their talking point?
Right. Well, who's going to go after Julian Assange if it isn't big government?
Well, they just want certain parts of government. Other right. parts they don't want.
Republicans like their government bureaucrats to be armed.
Yeah.
Let's continue with your thoughts and go to Scott, listening to WVTS in West Virginia. Hello, Scott.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Hey, Scott, what's on your mind tonight?
Just listened to that last caller, and from Anchorage, but I think maybe the word you might have been reaching for is sovereigns.
I like sovereign. I like sovereignty. I like that idea.
We are definitely sovereigns in this, because if anybody asked me, they wanted me to put down on a piece of paper whether or not I am a U.S. citizen, I would say, no, I am not a U.S. citizen. I am a sovereign.
You couldn't be a U.S. citizen if you wanted to be. And the reason for that is, and I know that sounds shocking and iconoclastic, and it is. But if you actually look up the definition of citizen, and I'm sure you've done this, Scott, I'll ask you, what is the definition of citizen? Surely you know.
Citizen would be like a citizen of a certain geographical area or group. And then you would also have, in addition, the way the IRS rules it, which is the U.S. person, which classifies you as a corporate entity.
Well, the definition of citizen actually has specifically to do with the idea that you owe a duty of allegiance in return for an obligation of protection. So the concept being that citizenship is a deal in that you have essentially given up your freedoms to the government people in return for their obligation to keep you alive, to protect you from, you know, some boogeyman
right.
around the world.
Right.
And there are court case after court case Supreme Court case of these government guys basically just coming right out and saying, there's no obligation to protect you.
No, if there was an obligation to protect you, you'd be able to sue the police when you were harmed or your property was stolen. They'd be obligated to protect you.
Right, and it is cases
correct.
Like that that have shown that, for instance, I think there was one in Washington, D.C. In fact, if you go and you search, if you look on Google for no obligation to protect, I believe it's one of the first three results. This case in Washington, D.C., and this is not an unfamiliar case. There are lots of them like this one, but this is one where there were women that were being murdered and raped in a house, and
they called 911. It took them 12 hours to get there.
Right, and so they, I guess somebody survived it or something like that, and they ended up suing the police department over this, saying, hey, you didn't provide us the service of protection at all in this case, and my friends were raped and murdered. So I'd like to get some sort of settlement, please. And it went all the way up to the Supreme Court, where the Supreme Court said, yeah, there's no obligation to protect you. Sorry, case dismissed.
Right, if you
rule in favor of the government.
If you hired, say, private security firm to protect your house, and your house got robbed, you could certainly sue that private security security firm because, you know, you contracted with them to protect your home. But you can't do that with police. It'd certainly be impractical to do so, but that just goes to show that the government doesn't keep its end of this bargain.
Yeah, well, they kind of have to rule that way because they don't have the money to cover all their mistakes like that.
If every person
was to sue for, you know, not being taken care of by their government, we'd be... Well, not that we're not broke already.
Well, they might do a better job if they actually had some sort of liability, but they have no liability, and they know they have no liability. And so, therefore, that's why I say you couldn't be a citizen if you wanted to. The government is not going to get into that agreement with you. You can't come to the government guys and say, here, let's sign this agreement where I'll agree to be a citizen and do what you want, and you will agree to protect me and keep me safe. They won't sign that agreement. They have no interest in that. They just want you to pay up.
That's more along the lines of being a subject than a citizen.
Yeah. It's absolutely right. Well, that's an accurate term.
They don't use the term much anymore. Police will use it to describe people.
Yeah, they do.
They don't use it as much as they used to, but it's really common in documents even less than 100 years old where United States citizens are called subjects.
Hey, Scott, thanks for the call tonight. I'm glad you called in. Appreciate hearing from you. I'm glad somebody gets that particular issue because we're so indoctrinated with this idea, this mindset of, well, I'm a U.S. citizen. What's your citizenship? U.S. citizen? Well, no, you've just been told the story. You've been told lies. 1-800-259-9231. We continue with Bill, listening in Indy to WXNT. Hello, Bill.
I agree with what you guys are saying. Don't get me wrong, but let me take the other side of it.
Okay.
What good is this going to do? It's not doing any good. I mean, I think what you're doing is wonderful. I wish there was, I'd say, another 100 million people like you, but, you know, everybody is just going to go along to get along.
They are.
This is not the 60s. This is not protest time. This is not Greece, unfortunately. I kind of wish it would get to that point. But the American people are fat, dumb, and happy, and they're going to go along with their unemployment, and they're going to go along with their comfortable lives and watch their American Idol and yada, yada, yada.
Well, that's true.
But I think all these things are pushing people more. I've seen more people wake up because of these things.
Sure, the more
so
tyrannical.
It's getting closer to that point.
Right, the more tyrannical the government gets, the more people will wake up. But I agree with you, Bill, on that point. People are pretty docile. More coming up.
Tired of replacing expensive inkjet printer cartridges? Maybe it's time you replaced the printer you put them in instead. Switch to a Kodak printer and stop overpaying for ink. With other inkjet printers, the way to save money on ink is to print less. But Kodak printers only use fairly priced ink. Get a new Kodak printer today at Walmart and join the thousands who've stopped overpaying for ink. Find out how much you overpay for ink at printandprosper.com.
I am the dental hygienist.
I am the plumber.
The proctologist.
I am the tax auditor.
The meter maid.
I'm the guy nobody wants to see.
But you know, it's my life and nobody else's.
You've built a life for yourself, but if your identity gets stolen, it's like your life gets stolen. But with Identity Guard and its state-of-the-art protection and information, you'll keep what's yours, yours. Visit IdentityGuard.com today. That's IdentityGuard.com.
AutoZone. This winter, make sure your car starts every time with help from AutoZone. Get in the zone. AutoZone. No one wants a car that won't start because of a bad battery, especially in the cold. So if your battery is 4 years old or older, get it tested today. If you need a new one, get a ruggedly dependable Duralast or Duralast Gold battery, proven tough in the most extreme conditions. This winter, make sure every trip has a good start. Get to AutoZone today. Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Tired of replacing expensive inkjet printer cartridges? Maybe it's time you replaced the printer you put them in instead. Switch to a Kodak printer and stop overpaying for ink. With other inkjet printers, the way to save money on ink is to print less. But Kodak printers only use fairly priced ink. Get a new Kodak printer today at Walmart and join the thousands who've stopped overpaying for ink. Find out how much you overpay for ink at printandprosper.com.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous Internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want by dialing in toll-free. Take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231. You can enjoy our website, of course. That's totally free to you, unlike those other talk show hosts that want to charge you for their sites. You can go to freetalklive.com and get on it. Enjoy features like our webcam. We've got the cam that watches us, the eye on the studio here during every live program. You can go to cam.freetalklive.com, and you can actually interact with other listeners there because the chat room is built into the same page. All of it there at cam.freetalklive.com, and brought to you by Memory Dealers.
Added bonus to the cam tonight: Meg's hot. Cam.freetalklive.com, brought to you by memorydealers.com. They offer the world's largest selection.
Shameless.
What's that?
Shameless.
What?
I don't know. Go ahead.
Selection of discounted optical transceivers. You want to like have her wear a turtleneck or something?
No.
Okay. Memory Dealers offers the world's greatest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, XFPs, GBICs, ZenPaks, and X2s that are 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP, at up to 99% off of list price. Meg's Cleavage, brought to you by MemoryDealers.com.
You're awful.
Thank you.
So, man, that's not fair, Mark, to do that to people. You get people all excited, and then they go and they look at the cam, and then they see who's sitting closest to the cam.
You.
You and I.
Yeah, we're much closer.
Yeah, so that's not fair.
They have to wait for a break when Meg pulls the microphone away from her face.
1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. We continue with your thoughts. WikiLeaks, the government's legitimacy threatened by Julian Assange and his crew, the behind-the-scenes crew over at WikiLeaks. I think that what Julian Assange has done is heroic. What WikiLeaks has done is heroic. But many people think this is a grave threat to the United States. And it's true. It is a threat to some extent to their legitimacy, which means that people will hopefully not see this government as this group of good folks that's just trying to do the right thing. Well, no, they're actually hurting people. They're the ones that are the threat. The government people are the ones that are the threat to freedom, not Julian Assange.
Well, you know, the idea is that there's freedom of the press. And I don't quite understand this WikiLeaks situation. I understand the government doesn't want these documents released. But if these documents had been leaked to any other press organization, say Al Jazeera or, the BBC, suppose the BBC decided they're going to release them.
Would they have behaved differently?
Absolutely. The New York Times printed some of this stuff. Many news organizations in the United States printed some of the stuff that WikiLeaks leaked.
I don't know, Mark. That's a good question. Would they actually behave differently toward a press?
The reason they're after him is because there's a front man.
Let's go to your thoughts. Richard is listening to WGMD FM in Delaware. Hello, Richard.
Yeah, hi there. Say, first thing I'm going to say was you're a screener and receptionist. Very nice person. Handled it very nice.
We've got a good crew behind the scenes thanks to the Genesis Communications Network. Go ahead, sir. What are your thoughts?
So anyway, I think we need to think back to Cicero, and he said that if we don't know what happened in the past, we'll be forever ignorant into the future.
Good advice.
And, of course, you know, Americans don't know why World War One, why World War Two. They don't know why the Civil War. Civil War is over cotton. World War One was over commercial rivalry and setting up the Zionist organization.
I don't know about all that, but I do know that World War One was certainly unnecessary for the United States to get involved in. That much I would agree with.
And then there was an old Professor Rodale, professor of law. He wrote a skit, "Woe be unto you lawyers and politicians." And he said in the tribal days, it was the medicine men. During Jesus' times, it was the Pharisees, the Sadducees, the scribes, and the rabbis. Now it's politicians and lawyers. For every age, a group of bright boys, learned in their trade and jealous of their learning, have made themselves masters of their fellow men. For every age, a pseudo-intellectual autocracy, guarding the tricks of their trade, have run after their own pattern, the civilization of our day. It's the politicians and the lawyers.
Yeah, well, there's no doubt that they have.
That I didn't read. I know that verbatim. That's
yes.
Very...
Excellent, sir. I thank you for that call tonight. Appreciate it. The point he's making that, you know, these people, the politicians and lawyers, which really that pretty much repeats itself because most politicians are lawyers.
The majority.
Oh, yeah.
These are people who...
Of the lawyers for the lobbyists.
Well, the celebrities are getting involved now, so that's nice to see.
They've always been involved, though. I mean, Ron Reagan was a movie actor and... But for the most part, they are lawyers, and they write laws in a different language called legalese. And it's a language that is designed to be confusing and very obtuse. And
it's so confusing, they don't know what it says. I mean, if you ask three lawyers for a legal opinion, you get three different answers.
Right, and the only answer that matters, of course, are the men in robes in Washington, D.C.
And then they say that we have a government of laws, not a government of men. Come on! I mean, if you don't even know what the law is, no one could possibly know what the law is. How can you have anything but a government of men?
Well, even if you know what the law is, it's not what they think the law is, so it doesn't matter what you think it is.
Yes,
that's right.
Their interpretation.
Correct. Your interpretation does not matter. It can seem very crystal clear to you what the law means, and then they can totally turn it upside down on its head in court. So these people have created a different language. They've created this whole structure, this government, all these laws and regulations that, as you point out, Mark, are completely inaccessible. You cannot sit... I don't know about you, but I can't sit down and read through law. It is mind-numbing.
Oh, my God, it's awful.
Look up every other word, and I still don't know what it means.
That's why they do it.
Right, to confuse you. And then they go ahead and they have the gall to tell you things like, well, ignorance of law is no excuse. Are you kidding me?
How can it be anything but?
So let's continue with your thoughts. And Brian is in Delaware listening to WGMD FM. Hello, Brian.
I'm in Millsburg, Delaware, but my only thought is we got to find Bin Laden years later. Huh. And I'm going to stick with that thought. If anybody holds a skimpy, they're wrong.
Go get him.
So you want to find Bin Laden, and then what?
Capture him and let him get justice.
Okay.
I don't see the effort and that effort to have him see justice.
I would love
it's
to see
from
the
United States of America, though.
Who do you expect is going to capture Bin Laden?
I hope the United States of America does.
No.
Well, I got to. No problem.
A giant landmass is going to grab a man out of a cave?
Are they actually going to, make the
I don't want to hear the circumstances. All what? I know is he killed 3,000 people that didn't deserve to kill.
Is the government actually even looking for him? Because didn't George Bush call off the hunt?
Well, there's a new world order, like I told you. It could be a new world order. All of them could be involved.
They
but
could be.
3,000 people that died in a tower that was going to work for no reason.
Okay, but how many
because
people have
of
died
a
in Iraq?
Person that wants to kill. How many people have died in Iraq? Probably a few people have died in Iraq.
Yeah, a lot more than a few. Yeah.
And who killed them?
Who is going to go to Iraq and kind of help them
well,
have
do you,
a democracy?
I love talking with drunk people about
political
opinions.
No.
Do you,
Do you support what has happened over in Iraq, or would you support more of a specific search for bin Laden?
Because they've blown up bin Laden. It's 10 years later. That's what I support.
Okay. All right. So would you support pulling the troops
later? Let's find him and go to Iraq, Afghanistan, whoever, and tell them you're wrong.
Brian, would you support pulling the troops out of Iraq and Afghanistan and, like, having a crack team of mercenaries go and find Osama bin Laden?
Evidently, who's sounding?
I don't even know. He's making sense
what you leave us?
What you been drinking tonight?
He's going to have a headache when tomorrow.
Hey, Brian, what you been drinking tonight?
Orange juice.
Yeah. Thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231.
You might have been drinking orange juice, but that wasn't all.
That's right.
There was some orange juice in the cup.
That's true. That's true.
Maybe.
He did not lie. He is drinking orange juice. Maybe it's really fermented orange juice. 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Now, you know, if Osama bin Laden, I don't think he was entirely unreasonable in what he was saying. If Osama bin Laden is indeed behind the plot, and I think he admitted it at one point that he was involved in the plot to blow up the buildings, to kill people in the United States, then that would make sense to bring somebody like that to justice. But you don't go and do that by blowing up a whole bunch of other people that don't have anything to do with Osama bin Laden.
Right. The United States military is not in Afghanistan right now to find Osama bin Laden.
No, because George Bush called it off. But George Bush called. Do you remember that when George Bush made it
clear?
Said,
I don't know where he is.
That they weren't
care.
Right, they weren't even looking for him anymore. It was not their goal. And I haven't heard anything about that changing. I haven't heard Obama bring the search back for Osama bin Laden. I haven't heard any press releases or anything like that.
Well,
maybe
I'll tell you what, it would change his administration, the view of his administration in the eyes of the American public if he was able to, you know, bring Osama bin Laden to justice. It would absolutely change everything for him. He wouldn't be the one-term president he's likely on the path to being.
That's true.
Well, at this point, there's also questions of whether he's still alive or how many there are because, you know, every time you see a video,
a lot of questions like that. 1-800-259-9231. We invite you to bring up whatever is on your mind. Julian Assange, is he a hero or is he public enemy number one? 1-800-259-9231. Your thoughts are welcome. You can also bring up whatever's on your mind and take control of the airwaves. This is the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. Toll free, 800-259-9231.
Tired of replacing expensive inkjet printer cartridges? Maybe it's time you replaced the printer you put them in instead. Switch to a Kodak printer and stop overpaying for ink. With other inkjet printers, the way to save money on ink is to print less. But Kodak printers only use fairly priced ink. Get a new Kodak printer today at Walmart and join the thousands who've stopped overpaying for ink. Find out how much you overpay for ink at printandprosper.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.